This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is massive. According to multiple NBA insiders, the Knicks are discussing a possible trade for Walker Kessler, the center out of Utah. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are interested in adding Walker Kessler to this team via trade with the Utah Jazz. We are just one day removed from the Knicks losing out on Isaiah Hartenstein and Hartenstein going to OKC. Since that happened, the Knicks have been scrambling, looking everywhere to see where they can find another center potentially that they could start. Obviously, right now they have Mitchell Robinson, and if they don't make any other upgrades at the center position, he will be the starting center. However, if the Knicks can pull off this trade and get Walker Kessler from Utah, that will be the Knicks' new starting center, and he will have a major impact for this team, especially under a head coach like Tom Thibodeau. Let's break down these reports about the Knicks attempting to trade for Walker Kessler. Shout out to Michael Scotto of HoopsHype for giving us the following information. According to him, the Knicks have also made inquiries on the trade market, showing interest in Jazz center Walker Kessler and Hornets center Nick Richards. After starting 40 of 74 games as a rookie, Kessler started 22 of 64 games in his second season and didn't take as big of a leap as some in Utah had hoped. However, when he did play, his efficiency was notable as he averaged 12.5 points, 11.6 rebounds, and 3.7 blocks per 36 minutes. Scotto continues here by stating, there's a belief from rival executives that Utah would listen to trade calls for Walker Kessler, whereas last year, the sense was he was not for sale. Young center needs a change of scenery, would likely blossom under the right head coach, clearly has the skill set and all the tools to be great, but he doesn't have the right environment or team around them with Utah. However, if he came to another team, potentially a contending team, not only would he learn, not only would he develop, but he could gain real good experience under a contending team, and that could make him a better player each and every year he stays with that team. The Knicks can offer him all of that and so much more. The only problem is Danny Ainge is standing in front of that door. And if the Knicks want Kessler, they're going to have to trade with Ainge and the Utah Jazz. And that likely means the offer that the Knicks are going to have to give up to get Kessler is going to be extremely significant. And that's the only reason why I think it doesn't happen. Kessler does fit this team. His skill set, he rebounds, he blocks shots, he can score as well too. He can efficiently score. So if the Knicks were to get him on this team via trade, definitely he would start. He would have a role, especially inside the paint, similar to Isaiah Hartenstein. He would help block shots, play defense, but also he would likely have a pick and roll game with Jalen Brunson. He He would likely score a lot of buckets, and hopefully he would draw a few defenders underneath the basket with him. If he does that and he can pass the ball well, he'll create for other people, get them open, and that's going to make the Knicks better. I think he has the skill set capable of doing that. Not only that, a number of centers under head coach Tom Thibodeau, whether they've been older centers, young centers, inexperienced, or trying to find a role, when they've come to the Knicks, Tom Thibodeau has developed them the right way, increased their value the right way. And then when they leave the Knicks, they normally get paid a very high contract. Look at Nerlens Noel. Look at Isaiah Hartenstein. Look at Mitchell Robinson. All centers for the Knicks that got paid. In large part, thanks to Tom Thibodeau. If Kessler comes here, Thibodeau will develop him into one of the best defensive centers in the entire league. And if we get that type of Kessler, and then off the bench, you have a Jericho Sims and Mitchell Robinson combination, just in case Robinson goes down with injury, I like the way that sounds. It sounds like that Knicks team would go all the way to the NBA Finals and even dominate there, because that roster sounds extremely scary. And because Kessler's so young, he can still learn, he can still develop, he can still get better. Imagine that. Right now, he's already good. Right now, with his current skill set, he fits the Knicks. If he comes here and gets even better, not only would he help the Knicks moving forward, he would increase his value. And let's say the time came where the Knicks needed to make another move, needed to make another trade. You're going to look at the players on the Knicks that value you helped increase. And if Kessler comes here, he would definitely be one of those players. So even if it didn't work out, which in my opinion, it would absolutely work. Even if it didn't, the Knicks could still at some point get his value up and then trade him down the road for more significant assets that they can utilize to help this Knicks team get better. Either way, the Knicks are covered. The only problem is, like I said earlier, Ainge is the person you're going to have to deal with, which likely means his cost is going to be too high for Leon Rose to want to do business with Ainge and the Utah Jazz. With our president of basketball operations being Leon Rose, I just don't see him paying the price necessary to get Kessler on this team. Which brings us to the next name that Michael Scotto mentioned, and that's Nick Richards from the Charlotte Hornets. If you take a look at Richards and his contributions, he had a great year for Charlotte last year. Shout out from Michael Scotto for giving us the following information as well. According to Scotto, Richard is
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming off of his best season as a pro, and he has 2 years and $10 million remaining on his contract. He averaged 9.7 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, and blocked 1.1 shots per game in 26.3 minutes while starting 51 of 67 games. Other previously reported center targets, including Goga Batase, Jonas Valanciunas, and Andre Drummond, agreed to deals elsewhere, which means at this point in time, the only way for the Knicks to get their backup center or a starting center is to trade for that player or sign them in free agency. And clearly, the free agent market in terms of centers has dried up. And that means all things are pointing to the Knicks making a massive trade. I like Nick Richards as well, too. He's primarily a bench player that started because of the number of injuries that the Charlotte Hornets had to deal with last season. And they're still likely going to be dealing with injuries going into this season as well, too. Either way, though, he does have a role with Charlotte, but I think for the right price, Charlotte would definitely deal him. And if the Knicks are looking for a starting center or a backup center that potentially could play starter minutes, Nick Richards checks all of those boxes. He did it last year for Charlotte, and if we needed him to do it for the Knicks this year, let's just say in case Mitchell Robinson goes down with an injury, he can definitely do it again. I can understand why the Knicks would want to target him. He's low cost, he's effective, he would have an impact, and he would get better under head coach Tom Thibodeau. And that's important to talk about. Kessler, Richards, whoever we're talking about here, a center that comes to this team that wants to play, that is willing to play, that is willing to learn. Not only will they get better for this Knicks team and under head coach Tom Thibodeau, if and when it's time for them to leave, they are going to get a massive new contract. And that's going to be thanks to their time with the Knicks and how they play under head coach Tom Thibodeau. If that player that we trade for doesn't have great defensive intensity or great defensive instincts, Tom Thibodeau will ingrain that into them. He'll burn it into them, and he'll do it each and every practice, each and every game, each and every day of the season and the postseason and practice and training camp, no matter where they are. That's what Thibodeau and this Knicks team is going to do. Every single person on the roster has bought into Thibodeau. Any player that comes here, they're going to see that, and they're going to do the exact same thing. That's a very powerful thing the Knicks have. Not every single team in the NBA can say they have an organization that if they add a player, they would buy in automatically. But because of the way the Knicks are built, because of the players we have on this team, that's the mindset when you join the Knicks. At least now, at least today, that's how it is moving forward. Maybe in the past it wasn't like that, but after Leon, after Thibs, after Jalen Brunson, this Knicks team is different. We're more attractive now. We have an identity now. And that's why potentially players like Nick Richards or players like Walker Kessler would want to join the Knicks. We're a contender. We're legit. We have all of the pieces moving forward that we can compete for a championship legitimately for the next 4 to 5 years. And because of the culture that we've built, we've now become even more attractive in a major market. Who doesn't want to come to New York to play basketball? Who doesn't want to play basketball with our superstar point guard in Jalen Brunson? Who doesn't want to join this team potentially on the vet minimum? That's the team we have right now. That's what we've created. We have to give thanks to Leon Rose and this Knicks front office. And as I said a number of videos ago, they are not done making moves. Clearly, as we see, they are talking to other teams, trying to make a trade for a center that they can add to this roster. And it's likely they want a center that they can start. But if they can't start that center, they can at least have him come off the bench. And if necessary, due to injury, illness, or whatever the case may be, they can play starter minutes. Kessler can do that, and Richards can do that. So I can see what the Knicks are planning and what their goals are moving forward, trying to make this Knicks team even better. But in their minds, in their opinion, the way to do that is to get another center on this team. Whether that player starts or comes off the bench, it doesn't matter. It's clear their goal is to get more depth at the center position. And Kessler checks all the boxes for me. Hopefully the Knicks can get that done. But again, the only issue with that is Danny Ainge. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that the Knicks are targeting two centers on the trade market? Walker Kessler and Nick Richards. Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Nick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.